Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Said you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Representative Jason Doctor from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, it all started, the legislature passed the bill in 2015, and what the bill said is that over 3 interims, over 6 years, the legislature needs to look at all the economic incentives and see if our tax dollars are actually, that we're providing, actually giving economic benefit to the state. And I was selected to be the chair of taxation and political subdivision, and so the economic incentives portion came into my committee. And we've been studying several of the incentives over the last year and a half, and we've discovered that there's not a lot of accountability. We found out that 4 of the incentives actually on the books no one's ever used, and so we put bills in to repeal those. And we also discovered, and one of the main funds we discovered was the Angel Funds, that once they get approved by the Department of Commerce, there's no accountability of where the money goes. They get their 45% income tax credit, and we have no idea where it's invested, if it created any new jobs. And it's just mind-boggling to me that the state would allow that, not knowing where the Angel Fund is, what it's working for. And so we've discovered a lot of these areas. I'm not saying all of them are doing this, but there are some. And so we're going to be proposing legislation to shore up some of these economic incentives and make sure there's accountability. Everyone knows what's going on, because every time you give away an economic incentive, it takes away from the tax base and it puts a burden on all the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota.
Some people say, and I'm thinking of City Council member Tony Garrig out of Fargo. I remember he told me in an interview that the incentives have gotten to the point to where these business people do not do a project unless they get them. And what I mean by that is they're actually putting the incentives in their business plan, and they can make or break whether, you know, an entrepreneur is going to make it or break it. And to me, that seems a little bit reckless with some of the taxpayer dollars. I'm not sure if you've heard of this, as far as businesses putting these incentives into their business plan as actual operations side of things, and heavily, and to where if they don't get it, they'll actually cancel the project. Have you heard anything along these lines to that level?
Well, we discovered with the Angel Fund that one of the Angel Funds actually had a website, and it would promote the Angel Funds as one of the reasons, the main reason why you should invest in this project, because you get the income tax credit. And yet I've heard several other instances where they come to us, especially the Housing Incentive Fund, they come to us and say, well, we're not going to do this project. I own my own business. Any business project I've done, I never look at what am I going to get to the government before I do a project. It either pencils out or it doesn't. But yeah, we've heard several instances And a lot of them is with the housing incentive is what we've heard, is that they won't do a, you know, they won't do a 12-plex or 24-plex unless they get these funds and these tax breaks, which, in my eyes, that's the wrong way to approach doing this.
To listen to the full-length interview with Representative Jason Doctor or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. Oh, come on, I want to lay you on the black of white and sing. My pineapple baby, lemon, be your mango man.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
So here's to all of the good thinkers. And here's to the lonely drinker, but don't you know, let this moment pass.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
The weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.